Well, it's Tuesday afternoon, February 23rd, and this is a follow-up to the variant sequences out of Oregon that were released this morning, or actually it was late last night. There were five sequences that were released, and two of them basically gave the county that they were in, and then three of them were older patients. They were in their late 70s, early 80s, and they were all tagged with a healthcare outbreak. These three did attract attention because one of the three did have the E484K, which is the mutation that's found in the South African or B1351 or Brazil P1 variants. Both of those variants arose during serious outbreaks in their respective countries. A good percentage of the population had immunity, and the variants emerged because that sequence was able to reinfect these cases. And it was largely due to the presence of E484K. There's significant other evidence that's related to this mutation, and the fact that it now was appearing on a B117, which normally doesn't have the E484K, was a concern. The CDC did make a statement last week that they had identified a case with that mutation. At the time, they would not give the state that was in, they would not give any information. Now, the lack of information continues. I was looking all day to find out about these five cases, and a media report just came out. It says Oregon health officials have identified five more cases of the more contagious COVID-19 variant first identified in the UK, bringing the state's total to nine. The Oregon Health Authority did not say in which counties the variant was identified. That is the complete description of these five cases. Now, actually, they did give, and the sequences did give the location, the county for the two that weren't involved in the outbreak. One was in a child, the other was in a 49-year-old. And they actually have given the counties of the four that preceded this. So 4 plus 2, six out of the nine, they've given the location. The ones that are most concerning, they will not. And the reason they're concerning, it turns out that all three sequences were slightly different. They were all the B117 variant, but one of them had the typical constellation, had three deletions in the spike gene, and it had three deletions, actually in the spike protein, and three amino acids deleted in the NSP6. Two of them, though, were slightly different. One did not have the third deletion in the spike protein. It did not have Y144 deletion. And the other had had the E484K added. And so it's very unusual that you'd have an outbreak at an institution. And all three samples were collected on the same day. They were all collected on February 6th. And to have three different sequences. Usually the outbreaks, as you can see from the total, the total for the state is 9. 3 were identified at 1 outbreak, and they were all collected on the same day. So A is far from clear that that outbreak is over. The outbreaks at various long-term health facilities with a variant has been very serious, or calamitous is probably a better word for it. There was one, the one that's most striking was in Ontario, Canada, and Barrie, and that involved Roberta Place, which is a long-term care facility that had 129 residents. And of the 129 residents, the attack rate for the variant was actually 100%. All 129 residents became infected, and the fatality rate exceeded 50%. 69 of the 129 died. 69 died. 60 were alive. Presumably they're going to recover. But that's over 50% fatality rate. The spouse of one of the residents also died. So 70 people ended up dying in that outbreak. And it had 100% attack in the staff. It was close to 50% of the staff got infected. And then quite a few family members were infected. So there were over 200 cases out of that one location. So the concern is that these three that were announced are not the only cases that are going to arise. And then the fact that they had different sequences suggests that there was quasi-species in the outbreak, so that one individual would have one main sequence, and then they would have minor versions of other sequences that were related. So they were, so they would all be the variant. They would all have most of the mutations that the B117 variant has. And like I said, one small, one missing, one deletion. There's 10 different mutations in the spike protein. If you count the deletions as 3, and then there are 7 amino acid changes or mutations. And these had all 7 of those changes. So that was human number 3. So they all had the same 7 mutations in the spike. And one had 3 deletions. One had 2 of the 3. Actually, both 2 had all 3 of them. So the one that it gained the additional mutation, the 4A, also had no deletions. So 3 out of 3 of the deletions. One of them only had 2 of them. This is a facility where the spread of the virus was not contained. And then these are the first of the cases. I mean, Roberta Place was the same way. The first few cases weren't even identified. 3 deaths is probable. This is a 9-4 death. But overall, the outbreaks start with a few, then expand dramatically. So there's no information. I mean, it's unusual. As you can see for the state, they've got a grand 9. 3 of them were at one location, and they give the location. They won't say through one location. They won't say they did an outbreak at a health facility. So it's concerning because this change, this is involved with resistance, the vaccine, not normal, in or South Africa, And Brazil and South Africa have in common is E4K. I'm monitoring it. It initially showed in Bristol variant. And people are popping up. Initially, it was in England, and there were cases that were in Wales, and then cases in Scotland, and then there were cases in Ireland. And to Europe, there were cases in Denmark, and cases in Netherlands. And then now they aren't all, they were all named, but they all E is in 480. But some of them to A, some to A, some number to G, some to, and some of them that are known, the change to A is known because this is escape for where we're going to fall and I read the PPP virus with that. But you can get a virus that is and is grow in spite of the presence of the monoclonal because changes is and it did the target and it's E2AA. So it's E4A4A. There's a patient in Boston and still told he kept running and addicted. Bringing wins and they took the sample time he came back. Samples and saw the virus, which is what I call the G clade. E4, he can only mute the spike. He had three deletions this found in the E117, and he had receptor domain, and he did he disappeared. And he picked up the N found three of the variants. They all had that same. And the other need is. He actually did a monoclonal antibody and then developed the escape mutant, the 4A and these changes at this position are virus evolved with the host immunes. And the vaccines that are currently of E4A. Both and Moderna are making a vaccine that encodes for B1 part, and I'm going to develop that to be ready. And they actually just growing by the virus, actually messenger RNA, but liposomes and are expected to deliver something 100 million doses to the U.S. by I think the martyr. If you could be quite a bit, the variants and vaccines coming in, update, waiting to update their website. They're supposed to do it twice a week. It's now just it looked like. Michigan, more information. That's it for now.